81. This part, it's a, we're talking about, it's the, there's a no subjective kind of automatic kind of existence in we, and as a Buddhist view, and other views identifying what is self. In Buddhism, they say no self. No notion of no self. There's a strong tradition, and we can say all Buddhist philosophical tradition, they all agree there is no essential solid existence of self. That means not only subjective spirit, or we can say experience, there is no primordial automatic kind of a solid, independent, long-lasting, not changing, not moving kind of self is not there. Same true for other objective phenomena. You cannot pinpoint anything is non-changing, materials, or even you can say all compound things are impermanence and lacking or selflessness. From this tradition, with other kind of theistic religion, they have a very divisions, very different idea. Some people who believe there is a external kind of creator, and for Buddhists, they also reject Buddha's idea. They think all things are independent, dependent arising, or compound kind of rising. And things lack of inherent nature of existence, and all contemporary kind of phenomena for originated kind of dependent originated things. That means there are many different aspects of one thing. So then for even you say self, when rejecting the creator, it's a law of causality, that Buddhist kind of view. And the second, the self is bigger subject, because if you admit oneself existent permanent self, then many logic problems occur. So here also discussed many of those ideas. Then in Buddhism, it's also different views and also related to liberation. And what is a true liberation in different concept terminology have to say detail. So in four school of Buddhism, the one is saying self-eliminate self-suffering. There are three levels, and one is the just release from pain. For that, practice of virtue and meditation, especially shamatha meditation, and then from cause of suffering, release. If you wanted to more deeply eliminate suffering, then you have to not only kind of a temporary avoiding gross level of suffering, but also subtle level of suffering, then more tend to selflessness, kind of a, the cause of suffering is because of the feeling and a subjective experience. What's a divided mind can go extreme, go to this. So afflicted emotions and afflicted thoughts, those come then activities, and the consciousness activity, the speech and body activity, continue pursuing what is temporary happiness and try to avoid suffering. And this temporary suffering and happiness also related to external kind of pleasure and pain, and then engage, interact with mind and body. And then cycle of that birth, old age, sickness and death, and all of others kind of pursuing something good, not getting it, and wish you don't, something you don't want, then also falling into your front of you, coming to you, and apart from the good, something good, they're always parting from you. For example, young age, or since there is a temporary happiness, but after that there is also another circle of kind of normal, neutral, and also something unhappy situation also happens. And so in this selflessness practice, or tend to nirvana, the peace, great peace, silence, is the way of, from subtle level, can eliminate suffering. And then from Mahayana point of view, there is a saying, as long as there is a habituation of kind of very extreme, one is existence, extreme is samsara, falling into completely phenomenal. Other is kind of a tend to nirvana, it's kind of a dissolve into selflessness. You can say that is the, in some philosophical point of view, it's a non-dual situation, so there don't appear any thoughts and any afflicted emotion. And then, but from Mahayana teaching, we say that also compare relatively concept to appearance and emptiness. Appearance is falling into cyclic existence of cyclic existence of samsara, and non-appearing into nirvana is other kind of extreme to the selflessness or emptiness in nirvana peace. And then bodhisattva who can avoid in those two extreme, which is the can peer in phenomenon and also in that state of non-dual. So that is the, what to say, combination of great compassion and great wisdom, skillful means, or although there is a kind of a relative phenomenon, but won't dilute their mind. Their mind already in a stateless pranirvana. Any moment they already, without any attachment, any true grasping, a true existence grasping. So with that kind of a high realized path, you have to transform, or you can say completely transform the subtle cognitive obscurations, that is a habituation in detail. That is very, very systematic training in Dharma, Buddhist teachings. And if there is a self, then either it's completely non-changeable, unchanging, they cannot experience, or they are not, cannot affect by other situation. If it's true self, or we can say that is the permanent, non-changeable, unchanged, then it, at that state, if that is a desire, then the forever desire, you cannot stop the desire. Or you can say, this self-existence, you cannot really go path of practice, because there is nothing practice effect that primordial or the fundamental self. So we have a Buddhist idea that was saying self is the not totally denying self, but in that two truth involving two truth. One is saying if you pinpoint or go deeper, then you cannot pinpoint anything as a self. But in relative world, grosser level, there is a self from the beginning, and carrying the karma, and doing good and the bad deed, and also causing the within the karmic law, and continue and their journey of happiness and suffering, practice of spiritual teaching or practice, and then who is getting liberation. There is a self. So with this, without this two truth, how you understand one from fundamental, one from relative truth and ultimate truth, then you cannot say self or other non-self. and then here, for that which is not born does not exist. So what could want to come to be? And permanently drawn towards its object, it can never cease from being so. It's related to early kind of what we discussed, saying we should keep practice of tolerance, and even people are angry, because the anger itself, it's also compound kind of elements together. Some you can say elements of you need to, if you're angry about something, if only without interact with the external activities, external beings or situation made you mad, happy, unhappy, or somebody that did something, so there is always need kind of external elements, and then also these elements through your five kind of senses. You see this person, you hear something from that story, or you had some interact. So you have the storytellers, which is information access from the organs, sensory organs, and then describe the meaning or situation from other people, something. So generally, there's hatred. Normally, not hatred. We are hatred in something bad intention. Somebody did this without care, without kind of they are made intentionally making this suffering to me, or they are humiliating my country, my friends, or they are stopping me from achieving happiness, or something like that. So they are a friend of my enemy, so I don't like this. So there are always as three elements. One is mind, one is kind of a sensory the filters, and then object activities. But then you think even a individual person who have those anger or negativities, then also we can say there are people are victims, actually not knowing whole situation, but their package kind of information. You suddenly had some feeling you cannot control. But if you go individuals, analyze things, situation, then you will see it's just a temporary kind of a phenomenon, temporary experience. You are experiencing unhappiness, but unhappiness is not there. Unhappiness, it's kind of a collect information made you well against your value or against something you feel important. So so for those people who believe there is a self or creator, then saying if creator is not creatable, so there is no result, and also cannot say the creator, what is it? Creator is not creatable, then their creation also against kind of its kind of nature. And also if is there one creator which they want this and want that, there is a wanting or desire of something, then the nature of creator is desire. Or if they do have some dislike, then it's kind of they have a contradicted kind of desire about love and dislike, or like or dislike, or want or don't want. Then that means they're independent. They are not kind of permanent. The feelings are changing, need are changing, happy, unhappy, suffering, other same things. So if that continuously still, we can say, if you say this is the forever kind of long-lasting situation, then the suffering, or there is no cessation of suffering, there is no solution, because they're always permanently like that. So so as we said, it's actually our experience, subjective experience, it's not like that. We have a sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy, due to the external elements are changing, way of we perceiving is changing, and also our values, kind of how we see what is important or judgment kind of are changing. So our perceptions are changing. So the happiness and suffering, for some people, one situation is pleasure, for other it's not more important, not for another people it's suffering. So according to their own condition, there is a condition rely on condition, so it's not permanent. So it's saying our internal kind of mind is already impermanent kind of a nature, so there is no absolute kind of thoughts or consciousness is forever in one condition. But it's from grosso to subtle, there is a kind of adding more, or how to say, coming and going, and increase, decrease, and all kind of situation is happening. So of course these are a little bit against the Hindu original six major tradition, the philosophical traditions, which is their Sangya philosophy have two different parts. One is more kind of closer to non-self kind of teachings, like Jainism, and the rest of other traditions are kind of in ancient time already. There's six major Indian philosophical traditions with Buddhism have a very different idea. So Vaisheshika and other traditions too. In later time, that you can see with a kind of academic school studies, you also can find Hinduism influenced Buddhism a lot. But and also in the later development, Buddhism kind of influenced Hinduism in great kind of way. That's because Hinduism, it's much earlier than Buddhism. Buddhism Jainism are almost the same time. Born in the ground or soil of Hindu culture, and then they share many similar kind of terminology and the concept, including samsara, like meditation or vipassana, and shamatha, and including some degree of other teachings, body, mind, those teachings, including, as you say, channel, drops, wind, that kind of teaching. And also there is a deity kind of practice. This is related to both. But if you go subtle, each one elements different because of the Atma and non-Atma. Adama, Atma, is self and selflessness, kind of differentiating all kind of practice. And also, many, I think, Western scholars, there's also saying that part, is saying Mahayana teachings about the Nirvana and how we, moksha itself, described, or what is state of mind called moksha, liberation. And that is part, and non-dual teachings are greatly influenced from Buddhism into kind of Hindu other traditions. In later, you can find the way of describe those ultimate primordial mind or knowledge. These are kind of greatly influenced in, I believe, in 2 century to after kind of 7th century, those between this time, especially Gupta time, Buddhism also big influence. There are a lot of debate in history. So, but here he's saying, in Buddhism, you found everything, it's not kind of self, how to say, not without any cause to appear. Things are not without cause to appears. And also, we can say there's an causeless kind of things that is rejected. We can see, generally, it's a compound things, but in one terminology you can use, it's saying interdependent rising, dependent and originate kind of things. That this means a cause and the conditions with those, then things are temporarily rises. And when cause and condition changes, thing also continue changes. So that is almost is describing in this way. There is a appearance and an empty nature. And then we normally use things like illusion, because they are with the cause and the condition momentarily changing. In momentary itself in kind of changing nature. So it's from subject, object, and activities between subject and object is same. It's like that. So it's, there is no single kind of things permanently rely on self kind of existence. Or there are also nothing rely on one other sources, like external creator can be kind of all, primary existence kind of source of existence. It's not only also not creator and creation kind of a coexist kind of situation. There is a no cause or something can appear. It's also illogical. So what is then situation? It's saying dependent origination, that core kind of the cause and conditions. So that makes every experience and phenomenon are changing continuously. Sometimes people say, oh, Buddhism is saying self-creation. And that means self-creation, also saying self itself also cause and condition, relying on those cause and conditions. So, and
indeed, this self is permanent, is certainly inert like space itself. And should it be with other factors, how could they affect it, since it is unchanging?
That's almost what we said. Continue, please.
Next one?
Yes, please.
If, when conditions act on it, it stays just as it was before, what influence have these conditions had? They say that these are agents of the self, but what connection could there be between them?
So these two, as we said, if the same self is permanent, non-changing kind of identity, otherwise they are not, how to say, they are changeable, they are influenceable, they are corruptible, or they are fixable, you can say they are changing nature. So in that, then they're saying there is no saint, or how to say, not go beyond of just phenomenon. If you create phenomenon, permanent is one concept. You can say, with the what we said is 29, right? So it's saying if that is a permanent thing, then their nature itself cannot do anything against its nature. So because it's permanent, if they can interact with the other kind of sort of cause and the conditions, they won't change. If it's changing, then as we said, that is a kind of a not spiral, not kind of things. That's why I think even in Europe, some degree of great influence of only theistic religion, so not develop big, how to say, 草药, some sort of herbal kind of medicine tradition. Of course, they're already in ancient time, definitely there's, but due to saying, if you rely on some grass and some roots, plants, flower to cure you, then where we put God, then you think, oh, you can rely on just grass or something, then people mind is changing what we should kind of totally submit ourselves, rely on kind of a superior kind of things. And then it's also said, so it's if there, then if you any cause and conditions are not effectable, not changing, then why we kind of try to do control, transform, or try to make cause and the condition change, what is the purpose of doing this, and what is kind of a ultimate kind of meaning of this? So it's this part. Continue, please.
If when conditions act on it, it stays just as it was before, what influence have these conditions had? They say that these are agents of the self, but what connection could there be between them?
Continue, please. One more verses.
All things, then, depend on other things, and these likewise depend. They are not independent. Knowing this, we will not be annoyed at things that are like magical appearances.
So, for many people, there were kind of difficult to accept things are like magical appearances. It's like a dream. There is a cause and a condition for dream. First, you have to have to fall into that state. And the second, there are different dreams can kind of, how to say, you can experience the image and sound characters, and then create kind of a situation that you experience some stories. Similarly, if you in this world, what we think it's real, there's a big distance or the difference from dream, because the dream is very limited time, and in dream you do many things, but in a waking state, after you wake, you see that it's a pure, mere kind of an illusion. And from a different aspect, you can see dream is false, illusion, false or illusion. And then from dreaming point of view, if you are dreaming, then you don't, kind of your daily life, normal life become false, because logic in the waking state is not working in sometimes in a dream. So you totally kind of using your normal kind of thought concept, but suddenly you appear in a cliff or something. But with your logic, you can say, this is not, there is no reason I'm be here. But in that state of mind, you cannot kind of question in many ways. You just accept the appearance and making your own decision and experiencing particular kind of conditions. So similarly, when you have a dream, you this world kind of vanishes, and then dream world become true. Otherwise, we cannot really trapped in dream. So from this life, so there is a systematic kind of teachings, especially in Mepen Rinpoche, and we also taught in Chinese, comparison of a dream and dialogue with the dream and the waking, as the people were talking, and there is a judge or there is a way of people who are questioning both, and there is a final kind of a different waking state. One is Bodhisattva, one is Buddha, kind of view of Buddha, view of Bodhisattva, in the more subtle level of consciousness, and completely kind of from wisdom aspect, ultimate kind of wisdom aspect. And then relative concept in the waking state and dreaming, there is a kind of four characters kind of talking each other. And then from that is very good, very good teaching. If available in Chinese, I think Jiang Wei translated, our secretary. Maybe I can, you can ask him to send to you. You can read that. Wake and dreaming dialogue. Wake dialogue of waking and dreaming. Dreamer or waker, awaken or dream, something like that. So similarly here saying, if you know, all phenomena are dependent on others, such kind of cause and condition, there is no absolute self, kind of can make a decision, can kind of influence everything, but rely on other situation. Then, if you know this, then you have a less kind of reduce the emotions, reduce the anger or other kind of desire, you can see the illusory kind of a situation of the world appears. As some physicians, physics scientists, they kind of study quantum physics, especially saying there is not absolute kind of existent externally. Things appear in subtle level, influenced by who is third person or what is the person who involved to look at it, experience at it. So then scientists who really truly observe the phenomena and then amazed by the you cannot pinpoint anything as a solid existence externally, and their appearance or way of appearance is very much dependent on observer. Then this is a kind of a fundamentally shaking of classical physics, and also made those scientists reduce their some degree. I think normally the habituation is there is no systematic training for them to go spiritual kind of way of progress, but somehow in some understanding there is no absolute external existence, so itself can reduce their anger. Even things are going in a very complicated way, they can see that illusory nature.
Existence, you may say, is out of place, for what will be opposed at home? The stream of sorrow is cast through by patience. There is nothing out of place in our assertion.
One more.
The enemies of our friends are saying to act improperly, remain serene and call to mind that everything arises from conditions.
It's a serene or serene? Remain serene or?
Serene.
Serene. Yes, serene. Yes, peaceful, right?
Mm-hmm.
This two saying, first is resistance. You may say this is an out of place for what will be opposed by whom, because they often say already in before said subject object those are dual situation, and there's no kind of these subject object kind of itself also dependent on causing the condition. So it's then they said, then what us, we are kind of making this resistance, and then to whom, opposing whom, or make practice of patience, so forth. And then this is a question, and then the answer is on the part, the same stream of sorrow is cutting through by patience. This is nothing out of place of our assertion. And this is a big part of how to understand two truth, relative truth and ultimate truth. Otherwise, we cannot say, even though things are illusory, but with our illusory things, there is a kind of appearance. Some people, not because of not understanding the nature, then cause them pain and suffering. For people who already kind of advanced, is like a bodhisattva, he appears in a relative phenomenon because he even not one moment not separating from the true nature, so they won't create any karma, cause and condition there. In this phenomenon, but not bound or not kind of present by this phenomenon itself. They are like magicians, they will not followed by his own player. Play similarly in this situation, we have to understand two truths for people who are still in a kind of lower kind of big strong illusion. Then the practice of patience and kindness and transform grosser level of sorrow, suffering, and then go on the cause and suffering, and then go on the go beyond the dual situation, that kind of step by step, kind of according their own condition. And for who be advanced and also already achieved kind of liberation, for those, these are truly, there's nothing to be kind of opposed, not, there's nothing to be resistant. So, but as a illusory player, they can play that kind of peers appear in the relative world. And then this, well, the conclusion is here, saying if then this, we have a friends and enemy in the daily life, and also sometimes we find some problems or with those relationship, and then we should consider of this cause and the conditions, and then we accept anything which is firstly accept pain and pleasure is part of life, part of samsaric life. And secondly, we say every kind of situation, there is a cause and condition, there is a solution. Who can make this problem, man-made problem, there is a man kind of way of a solution or solving this problem in long term or short term. So this is kind of a changeable and you can overcome. Because you understand that everything arises from condition, so you just need to change the condition, cause and the conditions, and then working on that, then result will automatically change. Then enemy become friends, and if you did wrong, something wrong, then friend turn to enemy and situation. But if you don't accept that change and the cause and the condition, then create pain. You rely on wrong sources. You pray, that doesn't work very much, or something sometimes works because your mind is changing. Your wishes are kind of going, kind of also part of that sort of element, cause and the condition. And because you pray, you had kind of peaceful mind, and you're causing less problems, and also due to have some rely on or good kind of refugee kind of mind to something good, because often what we pray to is good thing, like God or something, then their nature should be compassionate and giving all love and forgiveness, then our own kind of a color or own condition also become some part of that big thing, then give us a kind of a peace. From Buddhist kind of a student or kind of a practitioner's review, they can accept this in many reasons, and under that is that if we have suffered because of others, caused by others. We don't kind of have a hatred to others, but we can digest that situation and then change from fundamental kind of roots. And here, if things could be created according to their wish, no suffering would ever come to anyone who all embodied beings. For none of them want pain and of any kind. So if you say that this person can, one person or people, if one can freely choose or they can weigh it, then we all kind of wanting to avoid suffering, and any sentient beings who that can differentiate pain and pleasure, then they don't want pain. Then logically, if one is kind of totally self-reliant on this pain and suffering, then they can never occurs. As some kind of philosophers, they say, even all creatures or all beings all seeking happiness and try to avoid suffering, try to survive, try to avoid kind of pain. So if this one person can control self, can kind of decide, or if you angry, let's say, if someone cause you pain and the suffering, then general our thinking is this person, just particular identify one person, say this person is bad, his mind is something kind of evil, he's kind of driven by this evil mind, then his parents, his face, his kind of a whale turning head, or his love to eat this food you don't like, even say, or whale, but he's kind of anything you can kind of dislike because of this one thing. Here saying, if he can really decide for himself, then he never want suffering, because he also depend on many causes and conditions. He's kind of a compound victim or something. He's in a bad shape or a bad situation, so he appears like that. So he himself also suffering. He chose not being that kind of disliked by people, or he himself normally angry people suffered firsthand and always a major sufferer taker. So from this, yes, please, can you go next?
Yet carelessly, all unaware, they tear themselves on thorns, and ardent in pursuit of wives and goods, they starve themselves of nourishment.
Okay, thank you. And then they said, this is why then you can heard or watch many situation events going on. Sometimes out of control, because they are in the cause and the condition, so they kind of carelessly, unaware, then they can hurt by themselves. hurt themselves, and intentionally or unintentionally, all means they're in the cause and the condition. They are still in not kind of a freeing from cause and condition. Or people who have a wife, husband, or girlfriend, boyfriend, that kind of love, falling into that condition, they can kind of suffer a lot. The people thinking this and that, and kind of lost what they wish, not having what they wish for, losing what they want to keep, or coming something they don't want, or all this situation happens. So sometimes in a great kind of emotional turbulence, or you can say, or sad situation. And for those kind of pursuing something they want, sometimes it's a score for students. If they cannot achieve high score, then they kind of self-hatred, abandon something. And then sometimes people are not eating because their political view are not satisfied by society or many things. So that means even secure their body is difficult because of the cause and the conditions. Sometimes people out of the totally self kind of guidance by themselves, a clear mind and wisdom, and some confusions, misunderstanding, false view create kind of not accepting truth or a doubt about truth or going approaching to the wrong kind of a situation, wrong view, wrong kind of a truth, not wrong truth, something. And then they say something, they do something, they think of something. If they think properly, then there is a good solution. If they don't think properly, not matching with the truth, then they have the target was wrong. So in this situation, we can say many people doing kind of difficult things. Yes, please.
Some hang themselves or leap into the void, take poison or consume unhealthy food, or by their evil conduct bring destruction on themselves.
And then this, I think, we can some people jumping from Golden Gate Bridge. I think 1 year, every few days, some people is dying or something like that. Used to, but I'm not sure now. There's a count I saw on one source. In some times, there were a lot of people killing themselves on the cliff and the Golden Gate Bridge. But others or two, there is a highway or sometimes they also fence go very high because they won't jump and they overrun by car. In many cities like that, I myself also saw one young person in 2005 in Beijing. I was in a car. I saw one person with the rope and hanging on themselves in an electricity kind of tower. I don't know how they got into on the very top, very high. And I saw the kind of Nike type of shoes, a little far, but I can still see the other side. Very young, I think around 20 or something. I don't know what situation happens to them. But you often heard, sometimes not reported, those situations is too much, too many. So, in something, temper short kind of a sight, the thinking, or something that suffering they cannot bear, not experienced before, they never gone through, or something they want to find, try to easy solution, but it's not from Buddhist point of view, killing itself, it's almost kind of the same killing other sentient beings. So it's, if you want to avoid suffering, but you're, as long as you are not working on the fundamental roots cause of suffering, then the suffering won't kind of disappear. You may also face similar in next life. So it's a not good idea to kill themselves. So rarely seen. But in Bodhisattva, sometimes it's a story called saying, with great compassion, they give away their body, flesh to other animal or something. This compassionate situation also only encouraged by highly realized kind of state of being, a saint, kind of highly, fully, achieved or realized emptiness, kind of that part. Otherwise, some people think that's a great kind of a way of doing, but after you sacrifice your body or something, then with that great pain, and then you may suddenly have the regret and suddenly fear, more overcome, more fear than the kind of compassion, then the result is not very good. So, saying even for kindness or compassion or those, but only require, that only require high achievement of inner realization, beings can do it. Or not for normal people. but here saying this is for some themselves. And some people are self taking their own life. Sometimes it's taking drugs and consuming a lot of alcohol. Also it can do many kind of situation, overeating, to punish themselves or something inner unhappiness than the food eating disorder, or sometimes it's not eating, sometimes eat too much, sometimes people angry and then they say, I want to spend all my husband the credit card or something. and here is saying it's a self they want to use the, many people I think are using the tobacco to burning or small knife to cutting themselves or doing many things. and then they said, because of the inner, not apprehending their own kind of situation, not handling themselves, then they can hurt themselves, even killing themselves. Then what do you think, hurting other people? It's kind of automatically happens. so people were out of their own control. So we can understand they can even kill themselves then, or hurt other, hurt me or something. Could happen.
When affliction saves them, they even slay themselves. The selves they love so much. So how can they not be the cause of others' bodily distress?
So generally, we can say self is more important than others. And then if they say, it's me and mine, it's me is no more important than mine. Mine kind of money or my something, the property. If someone say you want your own life or your property, most people think if their mind is clear, they say, oh, take whatever you want and then to save this life. And then if you order to save the body or mind, then for the life, they want to save this life to in order even cut your leg or a hand or something, finger, if necessary, have to sacrifice. But people, even mind, the life is so precious, their basic existence rely on this body. They also can kind of do hurting themselves, can take their own life situation happens. So we can logically understand they are in great kind of degree of suffering and confused or in the wrong view, ignorance. So then hurting others are not that much kind of not understandable due to their own pain and suffering. And although we almost never feel compassion for those who through defilement bring about their own perdition, what purpose does our anger serve? I say, generally, as a practitioner, our principle is do not harm sentient beings, do not disturb others' mind, and also keep your own kind of value, own kind of faith to serving sentient beings, to having compassion, because your own happiness very much rely on others' kind of happiness or others' your suffering and happiness very much dependent on others' suffering and happiness. If others surrounding you, all people suffering, then you're also difficult to escape from that suffering. It's like a war, economic and global kind of ecology, those situation. Even normal kind of one community, the housing rates very high, one community is almost like half or something, or lower, sometimes lower than normal. Then what is because their self and others are very much dependent. Even one country have many rich people, but if they are not relying on the other people, they cannot become that kind of rich, famous or something, or important position. It's like that. So then if we don't have the sense of dependent on each other, you don't practice this or see this, then eventually there is a kind of a problems. One country can over kind of chaos done by the mismanagement, and also from uprising and other kind of a situation also occurs. And rich people also have to flee to other country or other place. Eventually, their kind of a purpose of life, purpose of rich itself, not serving the goodness of self and others. So there is a lot of this situation dependent on each other. Neighbors, countries, they're like the same. And then we're saying, even though we normally, they said almost we will never feel compassion to other, because if there's one person angry or who's suffering, but we don't see the kind of, we don't immediately have the compassion to see beyond of the just appearance. We all caught by their appearance and feel this bad person, we should avoid this kind of evil nature. We don't want company with them, or this person may kind of harm me, I want to flee or something, avoid. But then for people who practice in Bodhisattva, of course maybe your way of helping is not necessarily you immediately have to approach in them, and then you may get hurt also too. So, but the thing, if there is a way, maybe it's directly approaching, sometimes it's a kind of praying for them, sometimes it's a kind of not in one character, but how you, way of your life carrying on. If you want to face this problem to kind of fix it, from temporary to ultimate, that is a kind of bodhisattva doing. If you say, "Oh, I'm just passing this kind of phenomena I'm not engaging. Then it's an arhat approach. And if you want to mix up him and then have a great suffering, then it's samsara. We have samsara, you can cry together or something, you can fight or something. And then sometimes you are in kind of a very conditioned love, sometimes in the turning to the hatred, and then to revenge or something, then it's completely samsara deeds. And what normal people should at least have some compassion. And if not really happens, then at least not having hatred towards them, people who are suffering, who causing suffering also, it's actually the same. In your mind, fundamentally, you understand there also future lives. Even in this moment, they are kind of caught by ignorance and negative emotions. They themselves also have a common sense generally, with temporarily twisted by kind of wrong view, and not knowing the truth. But eventually they found out this is wrong. Even not this life, but in future lives. So in for practitioners, definitely they suggest having genuine compassion. Even practitioner, which is there is many levels or different kind of a position. So at least not harming, not having anger towards them. You are not compassionate, but compassionate, at least it's understandable of others' kind of pain and suffering. But the human creature as a sophisticated situation, then you think this way, that way, many points, many kind of explanation, then finally what position you take is important. If you still keeping some kind of understand, some kind of wanting to help, the compassion as a Buddhist teaching of compassion is a little bit deep. I think other teachings may also have a similar explanation, but when the Buddhist compassion explanation of Yun Ji, it's saying not only pity for or emotionally or bodily exchange your position to others to get feelings or understanding from others' situation, pain, but you have a willing to some kind of relief others' pain, that kind of compassion. You want to share or their you want to find some solution to improve that situation. If without that, it's not really compassion very much. It's in terminology itself, I think in different tradition has a different use or means. Generally, as we say, compassion is not only kind of having understanding. It's their compassion means they want a savior or something to want to kind of serving, want to help. That kind of element is always there. Yes, please.
If those who are like wanton children are by nature prone to injure others, there's no reason for our rage. It's like resenting fire for being hot.
So this is a good example using if we have like a childlike kind of illogical or sometimes it's a not matured mind, which is the caught by confusion, distorted view, emotions, then harming enjoying others. So it's like a fire. They said, ignorant kind of people in the mind of ignorant, doing something harm, it's like a fire, are burning something. Then we shouldn't just kind of angry towards burning nature of fire, but it's similarly understandable. If there is a grasping, there is ignorance, of definitely there is a suffering also there. So from this, because their view is wrong, they are not thinking proper clearly, or in the kind of humanistic view, common, or sometimes it's not universal values, but try to avoid in suffering and achieving happiness. So you can pursuing this with kind of other, help others to achieve this goal. But if one person think, how to say, with the other reasons they want to harm in others, then we shouldn't angry towards them, because they're also not saying, because he is like, as this teaching before, earlier, they were talking about illness. We are not hatred towards kind of particular illnesses, because we understand illness similarly emotional and inner thoughts, the bad thoughts, harmful thoughts, it's like illness. They said, oh, like this, we shouldn't angry toward this person. If one person ill, then we shouldn't angry towards this person. But we understand this, the disease or cause of the illness make this person sick. And similarly, one person angry to their own ignorance, and then we shouldn't only think, this is because, anyway, it's your fault, it's your problem. But we can see this also, this person also want to avoid that kind of burning ignorance himself or herself. So we have a more kind of understanding there. And then, next. One more.
And if the faults are fleeting and contingent, if living beings are by nature mild, it's likewise senseless to resent them, as well be angry at the sky when it is full of snow.
So similarly, one person who fell to ground, unintentionally they falling into ground, then this person so angry and then put a knife and then their ground, many step on the ground many times, and then it's a kind of a not logical. And or if you say used to, there's a good story said in China, many people have a national hatred towards Japanese country or military kind of regime. And then one day there's a movie kind of played publicly. One soldier, their mind out of control, he shoot kind of the fiber, or what's it called, the film screen. Okay. Oh yes, he pulled his handgun and shoot a few times. And then they hit like that, it's ignorant, due to, we should say, understand, if you put hand into fire, then you have a burning feeling. The fire is nature is burning. But if you hatred towards this burning, then you should kind of change the fire. It's not only kind of say why you're burning, because an angry person also saying that with this anger, they will hurt themselves and others. Then we should not only kind of the object of this anger is this person too. So the person who you dislike and you yourself may be also targeted by anger. So both true. So he similarly said, automatically this person anger is temporary. It's like all sentient beings possess primordially kind of a good nature. In Buddhism, it's called Buddha nature. It's kind of a basic goodness, or using many terms about kind of differentiate, can differentiate good and bad, that kind of a common kind of condition. Any afflicted thoughts and emotion are temporary. It's like dust on the mirror. Mirror itself will kind of always clear, but dust can cover. So similarly, kind of some people temporarily in this life, or something in not clear their mind, once or something, once in a while they'll have gone to temperament. Still, we remember their basic fundamental goodness. Then we understand our anger towards that temporary situation is not much useful or logic. It's like the sky is always blue and clean, but weather sometimes it's clouds or can cover that blue sky. Then we shouldn't angry towards, we don't have much angry towards cloud. Similarly, it's kind of a temporary situation where anger appears, but we don't yelling towards sky itself. It's saying, oh, I'm targeting wrong same situation.
Although it is these things that hurt me, I am angry at the ones who will them, striking me, for they in turn are driven by their hatred. Therefore, with their hatred I should take offense.
So this is a scene. One is a stick, one is a person who uses that stick, and one is the anger who driving this person. So we should anger towards the stick. That kind of a dog sometimes bite stick by anger. It's one, another level is normal human being who target this person physically. And then who understand bodhisattva or wise kind of one who understand that ultimate driven by this ignorance and create the grasping, the kind of ignorance, and then anger and greed, those kind of, this person victimized by their distortion, distorted view of thoughts, and then this person use other beings or other things to do kind of negative things, say something negative things, or driven by wrong thinking. So, as we said, if human thrown rocks sometimes or stone towards dog will follow. And they said, if you throw stone to lion or target person, but not a stone. Then, as a human practitioner, we shouldn't just target physical person, but their what mind are driven to. So fix from the fundamental. We shouldn't take that kind of angry position towards this person. Hmm. And then one more, I think we should stop now. In just the same way, in the past, it was whom endured living beings. Therefore, it is right that injury should come to me, their torturer. So it's like another kind of position, another angle to see that situation. Same from karmic effects or cause and condition, they said even time passed very long, but cause and condition which plants of the karmic kind of seeds or the relationship, sometimes it's the same, like of course this is not a directly good example comparison, but some people think, oh, it's time passed so long, it's not, definitely cannot be kind of have any relation tie to this life or past life. But like space and time make everything changes. And if a non-effectable, not. But I heard in physics, there is also quantum kind of entanglement or something. Said the one thing, doesn't matter how far this entanglement elements or the particles are together, in one side changes, the other side automatically changes, even the how kind of far is distance those tangled situation happens. I think similarly, when in a karma or karmic view, saying even passing through many eons, and the cause and the condition won't, no reason, won't vanish by no reason. There is a because of something, and so that it happens, changes. But without reason won't kind of disappear that function or that kind of connections. This kind of, so when we have some unhappiness caused by others, not only see this life, say, oh, I didn't do this and that, and you, why you do this to me, and many people saying this way, often say, or why God, you do this to me, or why this person do this to me. But we think we are not totally pure kind of beings who are falling into samsara, which is, we, everybody have some kind of in samsara, normal samsara beings. Have a afflicted emotion, afflicted kind of thoughts, distorted thoughts. And then once a while or in sometimes we could fall into negative emotion and then did something bad thing towards other sentient beings, including our normal life. We kind of eat other animals' kind of flesh, and also we wear their skin, and then eat their kind of and many animal products, and also we could see many situations. We have hear many thoughts. So I think so with those situations, we are not kind of purely innocent kind of people with that. So we can stop here.
Okay.
Then we, in 39, 30, let's see, we, dedication prayers, yes. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamala Bhadra as well, I now dedicated all the virtue following the example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing this divine. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy roundly. From the same waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the my Jesus, O merit and wisdom, and attain to sacred Christ, that rises from merit and wisdom. Thank you very much.